To go to heaven, you need to avoid purgatory. To avoid purgatory, you need to become a saint. To become a saint, you need to crush the seven deadly sins. And I'm going to give you 14 saints and seven virtues and graces that you need to acquire exactly to do all of this the easiest way possible. This is going to be awesome. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, here is what you're going to need. First, you're going to need the intercession of the Blessed Mother, because many saints say that all graces come to us through her from Jesus. So you need to get your miraculous medal. And this is what you're going to do. Whenever you're wearing your miraculous medal, every time you pray the prayer on it, O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Do this preferably in the morning. You're going to ask for these different graces. Now, the graces are the gifts that God gives us to make us like Him. When we acquire them and they are steady, then they become virtues. So we're going to invoke people who already have those virtues and are in heaven saints. We're going to, for each of the seven deadly sins, we're going to have a male and a female saint. Now, one easy way to remember the seven deadly sins is the great city of Las Vegas. By the way, for those of you that have not heard about it, Cardinal Simone is there doing prayers and exorcisms. Right now he's doing it at some point, but try to keep up to see where he is on the calendar. He's going to be at Our Lady of Las Vegas today at 2:30, Feast of St. Mary Magdalene. Las Vegas, lust, anger, sloth, vanity, envy, gluttony, avarice, or greed, sin. Las Vegas, literally the city of sin. So let's get to the first one. For the capital sin of lust, you're going to want to ask Our Lady for the grace of purity. This makes sense. Purity will make you pure as God. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. And you shall invoke two extremely powerful saints who have these virtues in superabundance. The first one is Saint Dominic Savio. St. John Bosco one time had a dream where he saw St. Dominic Savio, and he saw in him the incredible heroism that he had in fighting off all impurity. He would say, St. Dominic Savio would say, death before sin. So he conquered lust powerfully. He totally humiliated all those demons of lust. So you invoke him, men, and you will become incredibly pure. The next one is today's saint, the feast that we are celebrating, Saint Mary Magdalene. She's famous because we don't know exactly what she had, but we know that it is likely that she may have been a prostitute. She may have struggled with sins of lust. She conquered these, became pure. She directed all of those passions, all of that desire to Jesus Christ. So you invoke Saint Mary Magdalene, and she will share with you that incredible virtue of purity. The next capital sin is the sin of anger. Now, for this grace that we're going to ask through the miraculous medal, through Our Blessed Mother, that will be the grace of meekness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Someone who's meek allows themselves to be led. They're not led into anger by their passion, but they're able to calm those down. The two saints that you want to invoke are, the male saint is Saint Jerome. Famously, he had a problem with anger. He so wanted to conquer it that he would beat himself with stones, conquering his body, doing penance like no other, until he became like a meek little lamb, and he was able to translate from the ancient Greek, the Bible, the whole Bible, into Vulgate Latin. Can you imagine how much patience he needed to have to do that? How much anger he had to conquer? That's why he is your man. You want to invoke him if you want to conquer your anger. The female saint that you should invoke is none other than Saint Teresa of Avila. How do we know that she was angry? She was a female. She was from Spain. She had anger issues. They all do. Now, all the Spanish people from Spain are getting angry at me, which proves my point. By the way, I do have ancestry from Spain, which is why I struggle sometimes with anger. But she was a fiery woman. She had, there's this famous story where she was riding a horse or a donkey, and then the horse threw her. She fell into the mud, and then she prayed to God and said, God, why do you allow this to happen? And he said, this is how I treat my friends. And she replied with No wonder you have so few. Show some of her temper that she had. So pray to her because she was able to channel that anger into effectiveness, into changing the world around her. That's why she revolutionized the Carmelites. She established the stricter Discalced Carmelites. So she reformed her order. She turned all of that love of justice, which is at the root what anger is, and she turned it into fuel for change in her world. Invoke Saint Teresa. She will help you conquer anger. The next one is sloth or laziness. Now you want to ask the Blessed Mother for the grace of zeal, which is a passion for doing everything for God and anything that you need to do, no matter what. Discomfort is not an issue, which is essentially what sloth is. It's a love of comfort over doing the thing that we're supposed to do. But when you have zeal, you don't care about comfort. You just want to get the job done. So who are the two saints that we need to invoke in order to obtain this zeal? The male saint is none other than Saint John Paul II. This man had energy that was boundless. He traveled more than any other pope. He canonized more saints than any other pope. He was the very definition of zeal. There was not a lazy bone in his body. He was constantly doing things till the very end of his life. Invoke him and you will conquer sloth. The female saint that you need to conquer is a contemporary of his, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, a woman that was tireless in her work for the poor. She went everywhere, did everything, did incredible things, did things that were humanly impossible through the grace of God. She completely conquered sloth and was most zealous in doing the work of the Lord. Would you believe it that I actually forgot the most important one, vanity or pride? And the grace that we're going to ask the Blessed Mother for is obviously humility. What is humility? At the end of the day, it's being able to see ourselves as we really are, lovingly accepting our own nothingness and the fact that we are not God. We are just mere creatures, even as the scriptures say, worthless creatures, and rejoicing in that. The two saints that we are going to want to call upon, first, the male saint, maybe someone unexpected, Saint Ignatius, because he struggled with vanity. There is a story that when he had his leg broken, initially in his early conversion time of his life, it actually set incorrectly and it didn't look good. So he had it rebroken so that it would look better. That's how vain he was. He was a man of the world. He was able to conquer that and humbly grow one of the largest religious community in the world. The religious order of the Jesuits is the largest one because his humility, he made himself less for the greater glory of God. And the female saint that we want to call upon, Saint Rose of Lima, because she was beautiful, unbelievably beautiful, but she did not want to bring glory to herself. So she actually rubbed her skin with pepper to make herself look ugly, to draw attention away from her to God. That's humility. On to the next one. Next, the sin of envy, which is a sadness at the success of other people. The grace that you want to ask for is charity. We should rather rejoice when others are doing better than us. Rejoice when others are saints and we are not. Because imagine if you're surrounded by more beautiful, more rich, more holy, more awesome people around you, who benefits? You do. That's good for you. What do you want to be surrounded by? People that are evil and satanic and murderous? That would be awful. No, but if everyone was better than you around you, you would benefit incredibly. In fact, they would, through their prayers, lift you up into sanctity. So we should desire charity or this love of others, what's best for them. Who should we be invoking? The male saint that you should invoke should be Saint Benedict Joseph Labre. Sometimes I get confused whether it's Saint Joseph Benedict or Saint Benedict Joseph, but I'll put his image here to make sure I'm getting the right one. He suffered so much rejection in his life. And you know what he did instead? He united it to the rejection of Jesus. He turned that nothingness into something incredibly beautiful. And he was his patron saint of the homeless. He lived this life that we would consider, how could you envy that? But he turned it into something powerful and beautiful because he united it with the sufferings of Jesus. He gained meaning into it. And even the terrible life that he had, he became enviable in his holiness. Invoke him and you will conquer envy. The female saint that you should invoke is none other than Saint Therese, because in her conversation with her sister that they were talking about, that there's different flowers in heaven, different saints of different sizes, some large, some small. She had some sort of sadness. You could say maybe a type of envy, that why aren't we all the same? Why can't I be as holy as that person? But she conquered that and instead came to the wise choice of saying, no, let me instead be a little flower, a small one in God's garden, and I will rejoice in my smallness. Because of that, God has made her one of the biggest saints that we have had in modern history. Incredible. The next capital sin that we want to conquer is gluttony. You want to ask Our Lady for the grace of temperance, the ability to control yourself, to conquer your passions, all of them, but in a particular way, gluttony, so that you can have self-control. Who are the saints that we want to invoke? The male saint that we want to invoke is Saint John the Baptist. This man ate nothing but crickets or grasshoppers and honey. He ate very little, and he rejoiced in it because he used fasting in order to feed on the Lord, which is the true food that we want. He pointed us to the Lamb of God. He will help you love fasting, conquer gluttony. He is your man. And the female saint that you need to invoke is Saint Mary of Egypt. She is like a type of Saint John the Baptist. It was said that she spent so much time out in the desert eating very little, if nothing at all, that some 40 years after she had been there, finally a priest came to give her the Eucharist, and she was translucent, almost like a ghost, he said. He gave her the Eucharist. Some days later, she died. She fasted. She had previously a life of sin, but she conquered that, and she can help you conquer your struggle with gluttony. The next sin, the sin of avarice or greed. This is an excessive desire for material things, and we should ask the Blessed Mother for the grace of poverty of spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Because when you become poor in spirit, you desire true wealth. And what is true wealth? True wealth is the kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom of earth. And who are the saints that we should invoke? I'll say them in one fell swoop, because they are twin saints, Saint Francis and Saint Clare. None other. They yearned after poverty as much as greedy men yearn after wealth. They show us that in poverty and having nothing, we open ourselves up to the spiritual riches that Christ wants to give us. My friends, with these seven graces and 14 saints, you can conquer all of these sins. Why do it alone? It's too difficult. Don't. Do it with the help of the saints, with the treasury of the saints, with all the graces that are there in Holy Mother Church. We can skip purgatory. We can go straight to heaven by becoming the saints that God wants us to be. If you found this video helpful in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.